Sanhedrin, Perk Zion, Mishnah Beis. Mitzvahs ha-nisrafin. When they do sreifa. Hayim shakino son bezevel ad arkubaisov. They would bury him in manure up until his knees. And one of the reasons that they would dafka bury him in manure, Tversol says, it's also in order to cause him more shame, to cause him more of a kapara. And this is different, though, than in the past. We're always concerned that the Kavod HaMeis not be mevazahim, to take off his clothes totally naked. The difference is, Tversol explains, that that's his body himself. It's a much bigger bizayon, I guess. But when it comes to something on the outside, like just putting him in manure, that they're not so concerned with. And they do that in order to give him more of a kapara. The Ravid actually says they use manure because it makes him die quicker because of the beautiful smell that emanates from it. So that actually contributes to his death. So when people smell something really bad and they say, you're killing me, they actually have some truth to their words. The Neistin Suder Kasha Lesoy Haraka, the Kairich Al Tzavaro. And they put a rougher cloth inside of a softer one and they wrap it around his neck. The point is that if they would just use a rough, they're about to sort of half strangle him, just to pull his neck. It actually, what it would do, the Mefarshim explain, is that it would actually be the tchila of his death, strangulation, and it also would help him open his mouth. He would automatically open his mouth, and they were going to continue straight for that way, as we're going to see. But they didn't want the rough surface of the cloth would unnecessarily ruin his neck while they were doing this. And they try to limit that. So they use a soft one. They don't only use a soft one because it wouldn't be strong enough to do what it needs to do. So that's why they have the harder one inside the softer one. And they wrap it around his neck. Each one of the Edom pull in an opposite direction. Until he opens his mouth. And they would light up the wick, which really means like it's a bar of lead, burning lead, and one of them would throw it in his mouth. You don't need both Edom, as we saw by Skila. One of the Edom can do this. That's enough. The Aredus L'Seich Me'av, and it falls into his stomach, the Chemeresis B'nei Me'av, and it singes his stomach, burns his stomach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hu, Im Meis B'Yadam Lo Hayim Mekayimin Bo Mitzvah Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says when they strangle him this way, he may die, and if that happens, they're not mekayim the mitzvah sreifa. Even if sreifa is the end of the killing, that's the gemar misa, which is what the Tanakhama holds. I guess Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't have any of the misa come from anything else. So they may be killing him with chenek. Ella, rather, poskan espiv b'tzbas. You open his mouth with a tzbas. I think that's something like a pliers or something like that. Some type of tool. Shaloi b'tayvasoi. That's not for his good, meaning it's against his will. And then they would light the wick, Vizarko Lasaich Piv, and they would throw it into his mouth, the Yoredis Lasaich Meyav, Vichamersis Bnei Meyav. And it does the same thing. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Sadik, Maisa Bas Kohen Achas Shezinser. Rabbi Elazar ben Sadik says there was a Maisa of Bas Kohen that was Mizana, different than a Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael that's Mizana, a regular Yisraelis that's Mizana, Hermes is Chenek. A Bas Kohen has a din of Srefa. What did they do? And they surrounded her with twigs, bundles of twigs, and they burnt her. That's how they learned what it means to burn. Amrulo, so Chacham said back to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Mitnei Shelo Haya Beistin Shelo Yisashah Baki. Because that Beistin were not Bikim. And the Rav says it wasn't that they were just not Bikim, it's more than that. They were actually Tzadukim, the Sadducees that would learn the Torah literally, not through the Torah Shel Baal Peh. They didn't have the Gzeir Shava. The reason we know that Sreifa is done internally is because we learned out from Gzeir Shava, Sreifa by the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, that they were burned, but it wasn't on the outside, it was internally, they were internally burned. So too, by the mitzvah of Sreifa, it's also internally, it's just the stomachs and intestines. And the reason that this is done, the Rav says, is because via Haftal Recha Kamocha, like we've said, that even during the time of Mises Beistin always looks at the most humane way to kill, and this would kill them much quicker and with less pain than burning them from the outside.